Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sam Walker, who is the A&M Commerce Alumni Engagement Director, correct?
Correct.
Got the title right.
Correct, whatever that means.
And, of course, a long time A&M Commerce head basketball coach. We like to have Sam come in to talk about college athletics, just as an observer of athletics. Somebody's been around for a long time, and if we get a chance, we'll talk about some alumni engagement stuff as well. Well, everyone, of course, in Commerce and nearby, very interested in the hiring of David Bailiff as the new head football coach after Colby.
The phones in our office have been ringing off the wall since. As soon as Colby decided to make the move, when we're all so happy for him and his family, and we're really happy for the time that we got to have with him, But when he made that decision, of course, the alumni office becomes the hotline for where am I going to get my information. And then if you're going to get the information, you can call the alumni office. You want to call somebody that's been in the athletic program for 25 years. So
you've been on the phone.
Social media, text, phone calls. What are we doing? What's going on? And but I think we've done a phenomenal job. I know this. When I stepped down as a basketball coach, Tim McMurray and I were connected at the hip for about 10 days until we hired Jarrett Von Rosenberg. And what a great hire that was. Tim's just tireless at trying to find the right guy and the right fit for Commerce, and I really think he did it with this one.
Well, he had David Bailiff had a lot of success at Rice, and then things kind of declined, but before that had some very good years at Rice, and that's not easy to do.
That's not easy to do. I think anybody that's familiar with collegiate athletics and knows the emphasis on academics at Rice has and the competition level that they've got to play against there's only so long that you can sustain the smoke and mirrors to be able to have success there. And I think he has a great track record there, and hopefully he can bring some of that to Commerce.
And you mentioned the academics, so obviously he will be familiar with that and comfortable with that high standard.
I don't know that there's any standard higher than Rice as far as scholarship competitive athletics. So
that's a good thing. Well, that's going to be interesting to see how that all shakes out, and we'll be watching with a tremendous amount of interest. So college football playoffs on the horizon here, and we have Alabama, Oklahoma, and then Clemson, Notre Dame. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are, why do we only have four teams in that playoff and not eight or not 12 or not 16? And you can't find another sport.
Well, of course, it's the tradition of college football. It takes a while to get it to a certain point. And, of course, you're a young man and younger than I am. And I remember, Sam, the day when the national champion, the mythical national champion, was decided before the bowl games.
Wow.
The vote was before the bowl games. So that was
amazing. So you were playing the national champion in a specific Sugar Bowl or Cotton Bowl or Orange Bowl.
This was in the mid-60s.
Yeah.
So it takes a while for change to gradually
come about.
We're talking with Sam Walker, alumni engagement director at A&M Commerce, former A&M Commerce head basketball coach.
If there was a way to move the finances, it would happen, because it's a spectacular event on all divisions in basketball, and it's a great event as we were all a part of it in our community here each week of the 5 weekends that it took to win a national championship on the Division II level. They do that at 1AA, Division II, Division III, junior college, high school. We're all getting excited right now about what seed the Cowboys will be in, or they can win the NFC East, because you're getting ready for NFL playoffs. And so when it comes to football or any sport, man, the playoff system has always been the most exciting part, is what you do when you get to the playoff.
Of course, there is the argument that, and I know what the counter argument is, but the argument that it's too many games and it takes away the focus from kids in the classroom and detracts from final exams.
They do it at every other division, every other school.
Right.
I almost kind of laugh when people say that, because if they don't know what to say, then they don't have the right argument, then they go to academics and go, it's better for the kids.
I'll tell you an argument, though, that I will bring up against it. I'm not a huge fan of the NCAA basketball tournament having gone to 65 teams or whatever, 66, whatever it is now.
68?
To me, 68. That detracts a lot from the regular season.
I agree. So people wait for that tournament.
So that concerns me a little with college football. If you have too many teams in the playoffs, do those games in October mean as much, and early November and so on? So that's an aspect that concerns me. But I don't think there's, Sam, I don't think 10 years from now, it'll definitely be 8 and probably 16
right,
by that.
Right.
It's just a matter of time.
So who do you think is the favorite in the Final Four?
Oh, I'd be shocked if anybody other than Alabama.
Right, but do you think somebody can?
Clemson could win it, I think, but I think Oklahoma and Notre Dame fighting with the short stick.
And this is why I would be for a playoff. I don't think that anybody can beat Alabama or Clemson in a single game, but if they had to win 4 games and you start looking – that's how you get the upset, is you look right 2 weeks down the line or 3 weeks down the line, or you look to the next week and you're not prepared for that one given day.
Right. So, well, I think this conversation will probably continue.
Oh, God, we can do it all day long.
All right.
All day long.
Sam, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Hey, enjoyed it.
All right. Sam Walker, Alumni Engagement Director at A&M Commerce, former A&M Commerce head basketball coach. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.